today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. Portuguese oil company Galp Energia SGPS SA said a well test potentially shows that Mupane could be an important commercial find in Namibia. According to Bloomberg, the flows achieved during the well test have reached the maximum allowed limits of 14,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day. NAMCOR Manager of Marketing, Communications and Public Relations Paulo Coelho has more.
It's a very positive one, filled with socio-economic transformation for the country. But what happened was NAMCOR holding 10% and Custos Energy holding 10% in this exploration block, with Galp Energy holding 80%. We successfully completed the first phase of the exploration well campaign with Mopani X1. Well, the results are good because the preliminary estimates are suggesting that there's hydrocarbon figures of up to around 10 billion barrels of oil equivalent. This well is particularly in a very unique position because it's not as deep as the other wells and it's surrounded by high-quality substrate.
Namibia, one of UNESCO's 22 African member states, is partaking in the readiness assessment methodology for artificial intelligence, along with over 50 countries worldwide. The survey, which is underway, will assist Namibia in developing a governance framework. Namibia's ambassador to UNESCO, Albertus Alchamub, explains.
The AI readiness assessment methodology commenced in late 2023. At the present, the exercise is aimed at achieving two things. One is to know which parts of the world are at what level of readiness with respect to the ethics of artificial intelligence. Secondly, is to then propose interventions, be that at policy level, be that at the operational phase of different countries in terms of readiness around artificial intelligence. So where countries do not have ready-made policies and laws that deal with ethics of artificial intelligence, this instrument, this assessment will help us determine that gap.
The Nelson Mandela Children's Fund says the 2024 Africa Children's Summit will play an important role in empowering the continent's children. The SABC reports that the summit will be held in Johannesburg from 9 to 12 August 2024. The fund's Anzio Jacobs.
The summit is a momentous occasion for children across the African continent, as they will be seen, heard, and engaged in the process of the African Children's Summit, calling to their critical stakeholders and custodians of rights and well-being of children to hear them in the context of education, where they are bringing up issues that are critical for the African child. They are talking about issues that affect them in technology, in access, in transportation. They are talking about their safety and security, and they're bringing these issues to African leaders as part of a 500 strong delegation that comes from across the continent, representing more than 25 countries and endorsed by South African governments and governments elsewhere on the continent.
The World Health Organization has approved a new cholera vaccine for manufacture. Daniel Johnson from UN News has more.
The World Health Organization, or WHO, decision means that Uvicol S vaccine can be added to other cholera-busting drugs which are not being produced in sufficient quantities to help countries battling outbreaks of the preventable disease. WHO reported 473,000 cholera cases in 2022, double the number in 2021. Today, 23 countries have reported cholera outbreaks. The most severe ones are in Comoros, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia, Mozambique, Somalia, Zambia and Zimbabwe.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.